10+2 listening test lesson The School for Sympathy. Dear students, you will hear an audio and you will have to answer the questions as you listen. There are two sections. Section 1. Before you listen to the audio, please read questions 1 to 5. Now listen to the audio.
Section 1. I had heard a great deal about Miss Beam's school. But not till last week did the chance come to visit it. There was no one in sight but a girl of about 12 with her eyes covered with a bandage, who was being led carefully between the flower beds by a little boy of some 4 years, her junior. She stopped and evidently asked who it was that had come in, and he seemed to be describing me to her. Then they passed on. Miss Beam was all that I had expected, middle-aged, authoritative, kindly and understanding. Her hair was beginning to turn grey, and her figure had a fullness likely to be comforting to a homesick child. We talked idly for a little while, and then I asked her some questions as to her scholastic methods, which I had heard were simple, in order to get a real appreciation and understanding of misfortune into these young minds, the school made them participants in misfortune too. In the course of the term, every child had one blind day, one lame day, one deaf day, one maimed day, and one dumb day. Every child had to experience what the person went through if he was blind, lame, deaf, had one arm or her who could not speak. This made them more thoughtful and caring towards others.
This is the end of section 1. You have some time to check the answers. Section 2. Before you listen to section 2, please read questions 6 to 10. Section 2. Before you listen to section 2, please read questions 6 to 10. Now listen to the audio.
Section 2. Charity begins at home. I strongly believe in this concept. From charity, I don't mean only the monetary help offered to someone needy, but it consists of a broader meaning. It stands for any kind of help that one can offer to a person in need. It can be fiscal, physical, mental, social, or moral support. So, when I discuss about charity beginning from home, it best suits for any kind of help one can offer to one's family members. Student life is a life of fun and enjoyment. One always feels more comfortable with friends. But one must not forget responsibilities towards family at the same time. Helping friends should always be one of your priorities, but it must not be at the cost of your family's needs. Helping mother in household chores, offering your father a helping hand in his business, caressing an old grandmother, taking an old grandfather for a walk, showing respect to elders, solving problems of siblings, etc., can create a world of wonders around you. So this is how we find charity beginning from home and gradually becoming a part of your personality.
This is the end of section 2. Please check your answers.